Hello, and welcome to episode 112 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care has looked like setting up a pool for my kids in the backyard, an extra iced tea as the weather gets warmer and warmer. And I hope that you're taking time out of your week to take care of yourself as well. And I'm so thankful you're here listening today. This podcast was created to help you learn more about yourself and about mental health topics on your time. This is no replacement for actual therapy, which I hope you're pursuing, but it is something that hopefully can be a supplement and give you some tidbits to apply to your week ahead. Today, I want to address a topic that unfortunately happens all the time. Most of the time, it's unintentional. Maybe it's done without any thought going into it, but to sum it up, it's labeling. I titled this episode, Use Caution When Labeling, because I thought, don't you dare label this, was a little too harsh. So what happens is there's kind of two facets. So I'll introduce both of them and then I'll go into them a little bit more. So the first one is really owning and almost personifying a struggle or a mental health issue, or even a diagnosis. This is when I hear someone saying, my anxiety, my depression, my ADHD. They are taking full ownership and putting it basically a part of your identity versus holding it at arm's length and saying, the struggle I have with anxiety, the struggle I have with ADHD. The other facet is labeling something that you're struggling with as something totally different. And that might be a little bit more confusing. So I'll actually jump into that one first. So labeling something different than it really is an attempt at pacifying yourself or an attempt at making it seem justified. For example, let's say you are avoiding dealing with something. And in your mind, you have labeled it as a boundary. I hear this often with clients. You know, I really just put up a boundary with this person and I'm not going to deal with the way they treat me anymore. But in reality, they haven't even addressed the issue. They haven't even said anything about the conflict. So when you label avoidance or passive aggressiveness as a boundary, it's not helpful. It will hinder your growth. It will hinder your healing because the reality hasn't been dealt with. Another example that is in a similar lane as far as avoidance might be labeling someone as really working on themselves or needing some work and I'm here helping them. And you're labeling it as a project when really you should be labeling it maybe as a red flag, especially if you're entering into a romantic relationship with someone. And you've labeled it as project piece, I can make this happen. And again, it's just avoidance. It's avoidance of reality, and you're labeling it as something else to suppress maybe the deep down feelings of, I don't know if this is what's healthiest for me. I don't know if this is what's gonna create a safe and thriving relationship. I hope that makes sense. That is one category of labeling that I see very often where someone puts kind of an ownership on a negative situation, but truly it's just mislabeling. So in the first scenario, it was mislabeling boundaries when really it's just avoidance. And then the second one, it's mislabeling a different person as a project piece, as a lot of hidden potential, when in reality, it's avoiding red flags, it's avoiding maybe your gut that's telling you otherwise, and both of those can be harmful if not addressed. Going back to the first example I mentioned of labeling, which was taking ownership or personifying diagnosis, a struggle, something with your mental health issues, and putting the word my in front of it. There is so much power in the words that we speak over our life. There's so much power in the words we speak to others. and hearing it out loud, saying my anxiety, my ADHD, my depression, it makes it much more personal and closer to your identity, which in my opinion is not healthy. If you've done it before, it's okay. You can stop right this second. But maybe, like I said at the very beginning, you aren't even aware that you're doing it. You have not caught, your ear has not heard your mouth and brain say out loud, this is my whatever, fill in the blank. It doesn't mean you can't grow, you can't heal, you can't work through it, but just picture, hold out your hand in front of you. If you hold it out there and say, look at it more objectively, this is the struggle that I've dealt with. Man, this is the depressive episode that I'm in right now. This is the treatment that I'm getting for ADHD. This is the way I'm battling anxiety. And then when you hold it to your heart and you say, my anxiety, my depression, my ADHD, it just feels more in the core of who you are versus holding it out at arm's length to be able to have a clearer perspective and know that you are so much more than that struggle, than that diagnosis. So the point of what I'm saying is I really, really want you to exercise caution when you are labeling the struggle that you're dealing with. Yes, there are issues and struggles that you may have for a very long time. That doesn't mean it becomes who you are. When I work with families where any member of the family has special needs, we talk about the hurt and the pain that they have when people will say, oh, that's an autistic kid. Oh, there's an Asperger's kid. Oh, there's an oppositional defiant disorder kid. They are not their diagnosis. They are someone who deals with that or has been diagnosed with that, but there are a million other parts of their personality. And if that's been you and someone said that to you or labeled you very quickly, I'm really sorry that happened. And you and I both know you're much bigger than that, those few letters. And if you're someone who takes pride in saying my whatever, fill in the blank, struggle, you might want to take a step back and say, why do I want that to be a part of my identity? Is it so that it explains some things, so that it's like someone else that you maybe feel like you've inherited it from? Or is it okay to hold it at arm's length and not take such ownership by labeling it with my before it? And if you're someone who has a friend or a loved one who often mislabels or takes a lot more ownership of the struggles that they're dealing with, maybe you can gently and lovingly remind them that, hey, I hope you know you are so much more than this struggle that you deal with. I hope you know I see all these other sides of you that have nothing to do with a diagnosis. You can be that loving encourager to them. And maybe they've never even thought about it or noticed that they do it on a regular basis. I hope you know I come at this from a perspective of walking many people through the struggles of a new diagnosis, dealing with something that there's both relief and a little bit of fear as you move forward with a new label for an issue. But at the end of the day, the pursuit is freedom and health. And when we hold the struggles at arm's length rather than right at our hearts, there's a lot more room for growth and for healing. If you have any questions or would like to explore this topic further, you can reach out to me at convenientcounselor.com or on social media at convenientcounselor. And I really appreciate you listening today. If that is you who has said, oh man, I say this a lot, I didn't realize I was doing that. And if you want to continue doing it, that is completely your choice. What I'm saying from a caregiver's perspective is that it's harder to detach from things that we're holding really close to our hearts. So the more you can take a step back from that and realize you are so much bigger than that diagnosis, the sooner you will get to move towards freedom, healthy coping, healthy living, and overall better mental health. As always, you've got this. And I'm cheering you on. Have a great week.